At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, wonderful Patreon supporters. It is so good to talk to you again. And so, as promised, I am finishing up my talk about DARVO, denial, attack, reverse victim, and offender. So, in the first part of this bonus episode, I talked about what DARVO is, and now we're going to get to the kind of examples of it and what to do about it when you're noticing it's happening to you. Because so often that piece of the discussion is missing when people talk about new ideas that help us conceptualize what is happening in the society around us, happening interpersonally, happening within manipulative environments, within cults. But the what to do about it part, those are the questions I'm often asked, and now what? So we're going to get to the and now what today. And also, I want to put it out to all of you that if there are other acronyms that help really highlight a technique that is used on people, against people, a way to heal from it, something easily memorizable, please share it, and I will certainly give you credit for it if I quote you on the podcast or in a bonus episode, because I think it's really important that not only is this podcast for me to share information with you and for the people on the show to share information with you, but also for you to be able to share your wisdom and your life learning from your experiences and the things that have helped you along the way. And sometimes we walk around with phrases in our heads that we've learned that we might not even realize are as monumental as they are, and as healing, and as just on point and perfect, and that other people could benefit from knowing. So please feel free to share them. And if you want me to give a shout out to you and give you credit for it, I am more than happy to do that. So let's review a little about what I talked about last time, and then we'll move on from there. So how do you identify DARVO? So the first part, as we talked about, is denial. The abuser denies any wrongdoing or minimizes the impact of their actions. Like you'll hear them say, oh, that never happened, or I never said that, even if they did. And you're making too much of this. And so it is a very important thing to be able to have a sense right away that if you feel like there is some gaslighting in the form of denial, and it's playing with your head a bit because you're thinking, I'm pretty sure that did happen, then know that you could be on your way to having a moment where they're going to be playing with your head. And so even if you're willing to take what this person says at face value and maybe trust that their denial is a true denial, they really didn't do it, read the kind of the inner voice, read that impulse that's inside that is telling you, I'm not so sure. Then the A in DARVO is attack. The abuser attacks the victim's character, their credibility, their motives. They may use insults, threats, or gaslighting to discredit the victim's account of it all. So examples of this would come in the form of things like, "Oh, you're just such a sensitive person. You've always been overly sensitive. You've always been hard to deal with. You've always been overly emotional." Or, "You're the one with the problem, not me. You're the one with the issue here. You're the one who is making this an issue, not me." And so that's an attack on your credibility, on your motives, on your character. Then the RVO part, the reverse victim and offender. The abuser claims to be the real victim here, reversing the roles of victim and offender. They may say things like, "Well, you're the one hurting me with your accusations," when you call them on what they did. Or, "You're the one trying to make me look bad. You're obviously, let's say, a jealous person or an angry person, and you don't care about what you're doing to me." They play kind of the martyr card. "I'm the one being unfairly targeted here." You actually hear that a lot with abusive partners, manipulative partners, with cult leaders. They're constantly playing the victim. "I am doing so much for you. I've sacrificed so much for you. I could be doing anything else, but I'm here with you trying to help you or trying to devote my work to the world. And no one appreciates it. And everyone's giving me a hard time. And so I'm the one who should be appreciated here. I'm the one who shouldn't be mistreated." And by mistreated here, they mean being called out for the things they did.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.